wheat or corn?
Would be shocks of wheat or shocks of corn. I mean, they used to. That's what we used to weigh. We would shock corn, you know, put it in big buns on.
Right. And how do you describe the amount of wheat to an acre? We raised 40
bushels
to an acre.
To an acre.
Okay. And what do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to thrash them. Use a thrashing machine.
Okay. And how would you say? Well, on our farm, every year the oats thrashed in August or something. How would you say that? Every year?
Yeah, the oats are, the seeds are thrashed in August or September or whatever.
Okay, if you want to say that you and someone else are going to do a job, you say, well, you and...
And I will do the job together.
Okay, and somebody speaking very casually, the farm men would be, maybe be more likely, instead of saying you and I, might say, well, you and...
Me.
Mm-hmm. And what about if you're, want to say all two of us or all two of them, you're not speaking to him just about him, you say, well, this job is for...
All of us.
Okay, or both of us?
Both of us.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you will say, well, so and...
I'm having friends...
coming over the... If you want to say, mention them and mention yourself, are coming over to see you. How would you say that?
My friends are coming over this afternoon.
Okay, say the pronoun, are coming, and I, or me, are coming over.
Oh.
Talking about John.
Yeah. John and I will be coming over to see you this afternoon.
Okay.
You'd
be more
evening.
You'd be more likely to say, he and I are coming over.
Yes.
And maybe on the workers on the farm, would instead of saying he or I are coming, would say...
We are coming over.
Okay.
You said that, or he and I.
You've heard him and me are coming?
Yeah, him and me are coming.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard us is coming.
Us is coming.
Us
who
is
would
coming.
Be more likely to say that, Miss Benson?
Color.
The colored people. Us is coming. Okay. What about if you knock at the door and somebody says, who's there? And they'll recognize your voice and you'll say, it's...
Mrs.
Okay, but if they know you real well,
I wouldn't say.
You just say it's.
It's me.
Okay. Or it's only.
Just only plain on me.
Okay. If you're saying that talking about height, and you say, well, he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay. And comparing, and then you want to say that that you're not as tall, and you say, I'm not as
tall as he is.
Okay, and if you're comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than
I can.
And if you want to say, talking about the largest amount, the greatest amount that he could go, a man had been running for 2 miles, and then he had to stop, and you'd say, 2 miles is blank, he could go.
2 miles farther.
Okay, and if you want to say 2 miles is
a long way.
Okay, and it's all the distance that he could go. How would you say that? 2 miles is
as much as he can.
As much as he can go. That'd be the problem. Mm-hmm. That's where you say it. Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
If it belongs to both of us, you say
it's ours.
If it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
And if it belongs to him, it's
his.
And to her,
it's mine.
It's
or
to her.
To her. Belongs to her.
It's what?
Hers.
Hers. Okay. Mm-hmm.